My name's Todd Chatfield. I'm from Batemans Bay, which is on Wabunja country, and I'm a Wiradjuri man. Got ties to Western New South Wales, but I was born and raised in Wabunja country down there on the south coast of New South Wales. I'm the founder and program manager of My Voice, My Journey, and been facilitating this program now going on 3 years. The program initially came about after the bushfires. We were heavily impacted by the 2020 bushfires down home on the south coast. Started going along to a few of the recovery meetings with the interagencies within our region, and we're talking about, you know, what does recovery look like for our community. And I've always had a strong focus on young people, so, you know, my role at that table was to talk about, you know, how we can best support our young people through the recovery stage. And one thing that occurred to me straight away, when we talk about young people, we generally don't have young people sitting around the table. And I thought, you know, we need to change that. You know, it's about them. They should be included in the conversation. It's their future that we're talking about. We generally take 20 students at a time because a large part of the program is that we're travelling to keep it manageable and to ensure that the young people are getting the most out of the program. We take 20 at a time. We're now on to our third group, so we're up to 60 students that have run through the program, and it's planned that we've got another 40 that we'll bring in, so another two groups. We've primarily always run it in the Yirrabadalla, which intakes, you know, Batemans Bay, Maruya, Mogo, Naruma and surrounding areas, but we've just now expanded into the Bega Valley. So our current group that we're working with at the moment on the program is students from Bega High, Eden High and Lumen Christian Catholic College in Pambula, and they're a great bunch of young people. We've designed the program to, you know, obviously I spoke about before, it's around, you know, giving the young people a voice and ensuring, you know, what they want and what they'd like to see more of. So we include them. We've got the foundation of the program there, but then when the new students come onto the program, they actually co-design what each activity will look like, some of the places that we go to, some of the knowledge holders and elders that we engage with. So we want them to be a part of that process because, again, you know, it's about them. We'll sit down with them, put together itineraries, and we just basically take them on this journey. To date, we've been, you know, we always try and include a community out in Western New South Wales because a lot of our kids down home, we live on the salt water. So some of the young people down there, they've never, you know, seen an emu or been to a river. And, you know, it's always an eye-opener for them when we bring them out into these parts of the country and sit with elders from out on this country and meet community out here. You know, it's always the highlight of their trip, I think. So we've been fortunate enough to engage with Uncle Roger Knox. He's been a massive supporter of the program for the past couple of years. We've been fortunate enough that he's engaged with our young people and invited us out on to, you know, out here to Tamworth, but also, you know, last year we took a group to Gundawindi. He's just been an absolute massive supporter of the program, and he's always something that the young people from down home look forward to. And, you know, we got into contact with Uncle Roger again and asked if he had time to do some stuff with this current group of students, and he didn't hesitate, you know. He had a full calendar, but he moved things around because he sees the importance of sharing that knowledge with our next generation. Part of the program and what we've built into the My Voice, My Journey is previous students have the opportunity to come back and be mentors to the next group of students. We just see so much growth in the young people after they've been on here. A big emphasis on this program is breaking down that shame that associates, you know, that our young people, you know, struggle with, because, you know, we look at that shame as a barrier. That's why we try and connect them out to country. We surround them with positive mentors and role models and youth workers. And, you know, let's get rid of that shame, because, you know, all it is a barrier for our people from moving forward. When they first come onto the program, they're very shy, shamed, timid. But then as we progress throughout the program, of the 10 weeks generally we have them with us, we just see so much change in them and the confidence. That then filters back out into community, back into their school environment. A lot of our participants are now either completed year 12 or they're on their way to completing year 12, which is amazing. And these young people are already committed to their schooling, but we just feel that by them coming onto My Voice, My Journey, we've played that little role in supporting them throughout that journey. And, you know, for us, seeing that makes us proud as mentors and workers. But, you know, I also see it as it makes our community proud, seeing more of our young people making it through school. When we were designing the My Voice, My Journey program, we looked at the media component of My Voice, My Journey, which is the documentary side of it, more as a tool, because we know one of the most challenging things for young people and old people is standing in front of a camera and speaking in front of a camera. We know that takes a lot of effort. And, you know, you have to overcome so many fears and anxieties to do that. So we thought that'd be a great tool that we could utilise to help try and break down that shame of our young people. Generally, when they first come onto the program, they won't gravitate to the camera straight away. But I can, speaking for the last three groups, by the time we're midway through the 10 weeks, they're fighting over the camera, or they're fighting over the yarn stick, or because we have, you know, we have yarn circles and reflections, you know, throughout the whole journey of these, of the program with the young people. So we're constantly checking in with them. We're constantly ensuring that they're okay and they're safe and they feel comfortable. And we're witnessing that anyways as workers. We see the growth. We see the yarns that are taking place and the bonds that are being made between each of the participants and the workers. We're fortunate enough then, because we do have the media involved and the cameras and you know, photography and things like that, their journey is documented. And then they get to share their journey then with their families, their friends, but also the wider community at the end of the program. We done our first premiere of our first two documentaries December last year, and it was just amazing. The young people coordinated the event, they facilitated the event on the evening, they showcased a lot of the stuff that they had learnt while they were on the program, you know, dances and interviews and, you know, MCs and welcome to country. It's just amazing to look out into the theatre and seeing, you know, their family and friends so proud of them, and more importantly, seeing how proud they were of themselves. So I think it's important that we invest in our young people. I've always been a big advocate of young people, and, you know, the more that we can put supports around our young people, I think the future looks, you know, a lot brighter for all. I mean, they're our future leaders. We've got to invest in our young people and, you know, bring them along with the journey. And let's start including their voices now, and let's start having those conversations with them and just valuing their opinion and checking in with our young people, you know, I think it's very important. I think too many times we just assume that they're okay, but I think as a community, we all play a valuable role in ensuring that our young people feel safe, they feel supported. I'm a visionary, you know. I've got so many things that I'd love to see, so many directions I'd love to see my voice, my journey go in. Just sustainability, you know, hoping that this program can continue on so we can continue to offer it to more of our young people. We've expanded now into the Bega Valley, which is about 200 to 300 kilometres from where I live and where the program was first initiated. So, you know, that's been a massive achievement. We've been fortunate enough that we had some good links down that in that region. And one of the agencies that's currently hosting the My Voice, My Journey program, Campbell Page, has offices down that end. So we link straight in with the Aboriginal workers down that end of the coast. And, you know, I think, you know, without them guys, it's so hard to go into any community and try and engage with young people or our community, because as we all know, you know, every community is different. So, you know, they've played a massive role in us getting these 20 young people onto the program. And, you know, the sky's the limit, really. You know, there's communities, other communities that, you know, feel like they might benefit from a program like this or just want some ideas, you know, we'd love them to get in contact with us and, you know, see where it leads.
My name is Dennis Scott. I am the Operations Manager for Youth and Family Services in the Bega Valley. As a part of that, I work in with Todd and the My Voice, My Journey program, especially with our end, with working with our young people on our country. So the number of young people we have in this program is 20. The process to pick those young people to be a part of this was speaking with community people, with our Indigenous people that are working in organisations in our area, and discussing who they thought young people in our communities would see as the future leaders. We did end up with a lot of names when we had to break it down to 20, because that was the number, and that was took a lot of time and a lot of effort from everybody. So, yeah, it was really a community and push for these young people to be a part of this. What I've seen with our young people developing their confidence, there's a couple of things that stick out for me. So one of them is after the first camp that we had, I'd been approached by an organisation to sort of find a young person to do a acknowledgement to country. I looked at one of our kids that are a part of this to take that on, that probably in the past may have been a bit shy, a bit shame about doing it. And as soon as I asked, they said yes straight away. And that's, you know, standing up and doing acknowledgement to country in, you know, in front of dozens, if not, you know, a few hundred people. So I was really happy to see that change. That was just an individual change that I saw. But as a group, the confidence that they bring with each other, and they feed off each other, just watching them yesterday at Mile Creek, and a group of the boys taking in turns, so walking around, reading out the different plaques to each other and discussing it. And look, I don't think in the past most of those boys probably wouldn't have read in front of the other boys. You know, just seeing them together and the confidence they have and the pride they have within their identity, and I think that's something that's really special. So I think the importance of this program, our community is very important to us. So if there's things that we wanted to see our young people be a part of, I think that it has to come from a really positive place and a place where they're going to grow and learn. And that's what I think this program, My Voice, My Journey, is doing for our young people. And that's why I'm so supportive of it. They are the ones that are going to take our culture, hand it down, the stories, the knowledge that they're receiving from these type of programs and from the community and their elders and community leaders. Our youth are the most vital part of our community. Just giving them opportunities and being able to, you know, some of these kids may not have really spent that much time out of Bega or Eden or areas like that. So giving them the opportunity to come and see what's out there and to be able to work with people that are, you know, doing great things and leaders in their community. And from the small, like, little rural towns like that, I think our young people really need to see our young people like yourself and the other youth mentors and our young youth workers that are here to go, hey, that's something that I might want to do, and that could be an avenue for me for the future. And if they do want to do that, then they have the likes of yourself and our youth workers and that to be able to talk to, or, you know, they may come back to you in a couple of years and make contact, even if they're interested in media and things like that. I believe what I'm gaining from this journey is seeing growth within our young people. The growth and just the confidence and the sharing of their knowledge. Like, we have some young kids that are, no, they, you know, that are very well in their culture and understand their culture and have, you know, and then we have some other young people that are probably still learning and wanting to know more. So being able to share their culture and their identity with each other is a huge thing for me.
My name is Molly Mae Reynolds and I'm from Batemans Bay, New South Wales. My role in the My Voice, My Journey team is a mentor for the younger students that are on the program. I was a participant 2 years ago on the pilot program and I'm currently mentoring now. My experience on the program was a great experience. It helped me figure out where I want to be in life, what I want to do, and how I want to do it. It connected me with my culture a lot, spiritually and emotionally. And I really want to guide the younger students to have that opportunity and experience the things that I experienced. One of the highlights was going out to Bree Warrina. It's just different out there to living on the south coast near the beach. Like, the culture is so different, the people, the food, like, it's just amazing, and I really enjoyed learning about the aspects of their culture compared to our culture. Looking at the kids now and seeing them develop and grow, it's amazing. Like, this program, that's what it's all about, and I really want to encourage them to thrive and learn a lot about their culture because it's really important to our people. A program like this can help the community in a lot of ways. I think that it helps the younger kids who do the program to come out of their shell, to be more confident in, like, a lot of things that they do and want to give everything a go, even if they're scared of failure. I'm really just looking forward to, like, just spending more time with everybody, growing as a mentor as well, but as a person, getting to know the kids, like, experiencing all the things that we do on this program is what I'm really looking forward to.
My name is Shakael. I'm 15 and I'm a young girl from Eden. My highlight's probably been, like, this trip, because this is where my great-grandfather's from, Kamilaroi country, and I've got to learn a lot more about his culture and where he's from and where he grew up, and we got to meet, like, his family and learn stories, and today we went to a really sacred site and learnt a lot more history that I didn't even know about until today. Made me feel really good because I feel more connected to this country. It is part of who I am, and I got to learn more knowledge about my family's history. When I first started, I was really nervous to come, but now we've all made connections with each other, made friendships. It's been really good because I've got out of my comfort zone and been more social. I've got to make lifelong friends that I'll be able to connect with for the rest of my life because of this program. It's very important to me, my culture. Being able to do this experience has made me want to do it more and make me want to be a mentor myself, and it's made me feel really connected and more into my culture. Try not to be ashamed and get more confident, because this is what it's all about, to learn about our culture, to get out of our comfort zone, and it's done that for me already. I've always wanted to do more with my culture. I've always loved dance and language, and that's what I want to do when I get older. I want to be able to do this, I guess you could say, teach the young kids about their culture and make them be able to feel confident with who they are.
My name's Kane, I'm 15 years old, and I'm a Yuin boy from Eden. My highlight was probably when we went to the Myall Creek Massacre. Before we departed to go there, I was pretty scared, but I feel like I learnt so much. I felt very privileged, and it made me think a lot more of how different the past is to where we are now. Being able to take knowledge from the elders, the mentors, the role models to us, and being maybe having a chance to share what we've learnt from them with our younger siblings and family members. Culture's meant a lot to me since I was very little, doing language and dance in primary school. I've tried to immerse myself in areas I love learning about my culture and other people's culture, their stories. It makes me feel very privileged. I know that Kane and some of the other mentors didn't have this growing up, and being able to provide this for their younger community, family, friends, strangers, it's really cool.
Hi, I'm Nady Thomas. I'm 16 and I'm a Yuin girl from Beagle.
And I'm Chelsea Douglas. I'm 15 and I'm a Yuin girl from Beagle too.
I'm Letitia Scott and I'm from Eden and I am 16 this year. I'm excited about making new friends, learning a bit more about our culture. It means everything to me, learning about what happened in the past. We can take that knowledge and that, and we can for the future, knowing more about your culture. Making new friends, it's a lifetime opportunity.
Hi, my name is Gypsy. I'm from Candaloo and I'm 15. I'm excited to learn more about my culture and also have fun with the other people on this camp. Just learning more about the massacre that happened at Myall Creek. It was sad to know about what happened and how all the people died, but it was also good to know about the history of the place and everything. Maybe to show everyone, teach everyone else what I've learned. Keep sharing the knowledge of our elders.
My name's Andrew and I am 14 years old. Definitely special, being handpicked from a bunch of people and from the community means a lot to that, know that you're going on the rough path to somewhere. My highlights definitely been the cultures bit, just good to go out and learn about culture and stuff. Definitely special coming back as a mentor, because it happens a lot, but it's something special as well to be chosen as a mentor. At school and stuff, you don't really get that much culture activity. And then with Todd and that, you could just be yourself with culture and nothing's going to happen. They will always support you with what's going on with your culture and stuff.
My name's Will Herbert Scott. I'm 13 years old and I'm from Bega. It's really special just being chosen out of the whole community as one of the 20 to just come up here and learn about culture and just bond with everyone. I knew a fair few of the people up here, but not closely, and we've all become a lot closer and bonded over just this camp, and that's some bonds that will be like for a lifetime. My highlight of the camp probably was going to Mile Creek and sitting with Uncle Roger Knox and just learning from him. And it was really powerful just listening to him speak about the area and just teaching us, especially with his knowledge about everything. It means a lot just like saying that I'm recognised as a leader and stuff. Todd had a couple chats with a couple of us different boys about just what we can do to be more of a leader and how we can help out our communities. Because at the start of this camp, I was a bit ashamed to like express my culture, but it's been good because I've lost that shame since coming to this camp. Since the Nelligan camp, in that period at school, I noticed my confidence was a lot better and like I was able to stay on work a lot better and get my work done. Don't be ashamed and get out there. Like, get in front of the camera and don't be shy or anything. Even if you are a bit at the start, just push yourself and get in front of the camera. I'm, like, really thankful to them for giving us the opportunity to go away and just do stuff that we probably wouldn't do ever in our lives.
My Voice, My Journey is a great program, and if you get the opportunity, definitely take it and make sure you say thank you to Todd and the mentors for doing this for us and giving us new opportunities.